that job was described as a technical instructor. I'd love to say it involved technically instructing people, but it didn't seem to do much of that. I think that that job title related to the kind of industrial rehabilitation model of impairment. So the idea was that we had a massive wood workshop there. We had lots of different light industrial machinery and people with acquired disabilities. For the most part, people with acquired disabilities would be referred to us for a period of rehabilitation with a view to try to get them into employment. We would have had referrals from a wide range of places, often from hospitals, usually from occupational therapists working in the community, doctors, sometimes nursing services as well. Often the social workers would have referred people to us. And the expectation of that model of care would have been that you would have had people with you for a short period of time. Alongside the kind of opportunity to learn new skills would have been the chance to have spent time coming out of the home, socialising with other people. But there was very much an expectation at that time that it should be a short-term intervention and that our objective would be to rehabilitate people in order to return to work. By the time I started there, the whole employment situation within Kingston had changed out of all recognition, and all of those kind of light industrial manufacturing jobs had either gone or were going at a very rapid rate of knots. So the actual opportunities for people to learn skills that they could put into effect in a workplace was diminishing quite rapidly. And I don't think that the model that Kingston Social Services had at the time was able to keep up with that change. So through that period of time, there was a kind of a rapid change really around people staying much longer and the service becoming a much more of a social outlet for people who were otherwise going to be quite isolated. There would have been opportunities to do broad rehabilitation work, and we were still trying to always keep an eye on trying to find opportunities for people to be occupied in mainstream activities. But back in 1987, we were a long way away from quite understanding how much the landscape had changed around us and how, as a result, the service would need to change a lot from a very medical model to something quite different. It wouldn't have been, they wouldn't have been aware at the time it was a medical model, because nobody would have been aware of a social model to contrast it to. But it was managed by, no, it was led by occupational therapists. There would have been a senior OT, and I think at that time there would have been as many as four full-time occupational therapists, an OTA and a part-time OT. So it was a really OT-orientated model of rehabilitation. And the technical instructors were the unqualified people who knew how to use saws and machinery and trying to get people to get their hands dirty and go and make bird boxes and stuff.